You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Oh, this is going to be a fun conversation.
This is going to be great.
Here's yet another cool thing that happens in this great community of ours that I think far too many people don't know about. I'm so excited to expose this to our audience.
Me too. It gives complete new meaning to go fly kite.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. We're joined this morning by Aaron Rowell and Joe Rowell. They are the co-founders of the Atlanta World Kite Festival and Expo. Aaron, Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
You know, I'm so excited to have you here because, the beauty of doing this show is that not only do we get to learn about some amazing things going on in this community, I love the fact that we can tell our audience about it because there's so many great things happening here that so many people don't know about. So grateful for you swinging by. This is a great festival and expo of yours starts in just a couple of days, so appreciate you making time to join us so close to the festival. Joe, I want to ask you to just, for those listening who are not familiar with the festival and expo, to kind of give us an overview of what it's all about.
Great, Todd. The festival is an event that we thought about putting together maybe about 6 years ago. This will actually be our sixth annual kite festival, and it's really the brainchild of my wife and I just filling the void of something that needed to be happen in Atlanta that wasn't there. So what is the Kite Festival? The Kite Festival is just an event where you really have an opportunity to come out and do what it says, fly a kite. Who's invited? Everyone's invited. It's a free event at Piedmont Park. Family are welcome. Everyone except for one family member is not welcome. Unfortunately, dogs are not welcome. But we encourage all to come out and support. The Kite Festival happens at Piedmont Park at the Meadow in between 10th Street and Monroe Drive.
That's awesome. So they can't bring their dog. I'm sure you all love dogs, but I get why you can't bring dogs. What should people bring with them, though?
Well, thanks for asking. That's a great question. Pretty much anything. Bring your blanket, your lawn chair. If you have a kite, bring it. If you don't, you can buy one at the festival. We encourage all families to come out. So bring a picnic basket if you want. If not, we have food trucks. We also encourage people to bring all of their friends.
Right.
Because kite flying is a pretty happy thing, and having your friends around with you to do it is great.
Oh, that's awesome. So you can buy lots of stuff there. Food, kites, anything else?
Yes, we'll have vendors there as well. We'll have vendors with crafts and arts. We try to make it really cost-friendly as well. So, you know, when you come out, you can bring the small checkbook. You don't have to bring the big one. But please come thinking that you're going to have an opportunity to not only enjoy Piedmont Park, but enjoy setting where there's families and fun and just the simplicities and the nostalgia of flying a kite. Once it's done, you'll never forget it.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And I'm thinking, listening to you guys and talking about this great event, I'm recalling now all the times I flew a kite as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm asking myself, because as Carol will agree, I'm still pretty much a child. why am I not doing that now?
Right.
Why wouldn't? That's a whole other conversation. So talk to us about who participates in this event. I imagine there are amateurs like me who haven't flown a kite in 40 years, and then there are probably some people participating that are very serious about their kites, and they have some pretty elaborate hardware.
Well, it's interesting that you ask that, because not only will we have the novice, of course, and the parents who never put a kite together before, which is why we have a kite hospital. Just for that. But we actually have, over the past year, created a kite club. And it is called the Kite Crusaders of Atlanta.
Cute.
And so they will come out. And when we met them, we weren't prepared, but they literally have 100 feet kites.
Wow.
I mean, humongous kites. And they love to continue to make them. We actually will have a kite mixer Friday.
Nice.
And what will happen is everybody will come together and we'll make some kites.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so if you've never flown a kite and you'd like to learn, we'll have people there to help you. You'll also get to see some stunt kiting. Mm-hmm. And again, if the breeze is strong enough, we'll have the larger kites up as well.
Like a box kite? I mean, what are the kinds of larger kites that we can expect?
Well, not necessarily box kites, but more like alligators and parrots.
Oh, okay.
And
those
fish.
Kinds of kites.
Dragons? Yeah.
Even dragons.
Dragons,
yes.
Butterflies.
Yes, dragons. We'll also have entertainment. We'll have a small stage there. We'll have some local bands and performers just engaging, you know, to keep people really happy and having fun. And I think that a good way to, you know, feature what's so beautiful about Atlanta and the metro area is that there's a plethora of talent and people are always looking for opportunities to share. And this is a great opportunity. So during your kite flying adventure at the park, you can take a little 10-minute time out and come see an artist or two sing a song and maybe get you involved in that as well. Because what we're trying to do is make sure that we stay engaged with the community. And one of the ways we do that is we invite those local artists out to come share.
I love that.
That's
Gosh,
great.
How much fun is that?
It is. It sounds like a great time. And the food trucks, I mean, everything about it. I mean, I just want to emphasize this point. There are going to be hobbyists who are very serious kite flyers participating in this. But if you haven't had a good track record over your life of flying kites, there's going to be people there to help you figure out and give some tips. And more importantly, you don't have to be there and fly a kite. How beautiful is Piedmont Park going to be when there's hundreds of kites up there? I mean, it's going to be a stunning panorama.
You could bring your picnic lunch and a blanket and just sit on the ground and watch them all.
Absolutely. Yep.
But, you know, I have to think it's one of those moments that you have an opportunity to make a lifelong memory with your child.
Absolutely.
You know, I can so clearly still remember my dad. And I bet I was 5. I bet I was 4. But he had the Red Baron, the Red Baron airplane kite. And he was actually quite good with kites. We had several different kind of cool different kites. And he and my sister would fly them. I think I just had some, you know, little triangle whatever kite. I don't remember having anything fancy. But it was just so much fun. You know, we lived in a neighborhood that at the time, I mean, I laugh. It was probably one of the first subdivisions in the country. It's called Broadacres. And I've got to say, Powell, Tennessee. It's spelled Powell, but you know, Powell, Tennessee, outside Knoxville. Mm-hmm. But we had the run of this neighborhood because it was mostly cows and cow pastures, mm-hmm. and we were probably among the first 50 homes in there. But it was just so cool, the things we got to do with Daddy. And they're memories that I'll just never forget. You know, he's not here anymore, but I remember him getting out there and flying the Red Baron with us.
Wow.
So it's a great opportunity to get out and enjoy Atlanta and Piedmont Park and kites and family and
music,
you know,
and food.
Music and food. Oh, yeah, food. Todd always comes back to food.
Absolutely. And it's free.
It's free.
It's
yes,
free.
Yes, Todd. Carol, I'm glad you mentioned your memories of flying the kite. One of the things that really drew us together, my wife and I, in regards to this event, is that we both had those same nostalgic memories that they'll never go away. Mm-hmm. And it's all about something as simple as putting a kite in the air with someone you care about, right. And you'll never forget it. So that's what we're trying to actually recapture with this event, to, you know, go through that same experiment of will you remember this? And I promise you,
okay,
if you've flown a kite, you'll remember it each time.
Well, you'll remember it doing it solo, but to do it with a whole bunch of your community neighbors, what a really special occasion. For those that maybe don't get to Piedmont Park often enough and all the amazing things that happen there, any advice and counsel on how best to get there and where to park and all that?
Well, yes, we have several ways to get there. You can take MARTA. It's right by the Art Center train station. Mm-hmm. They also have several buses that come through.
Mm-hmm.
The coolest part is the Beltline heads right to it, so you can walk or ride your bike. And parking in the neighborhood is kind of limited. However, Piedmont Park does have a parking deck.
Right.
So you can park over in the deck. But we really encourage alternative travel routes, biking especially.
Right. That's awesome.
And again, the start time for the festival and expo?
Starts at 1, and we usually wrap up around 6 o'clock, but we'll stop promptly at 1. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't come out earlier than that. If you feel inspired to start a little earlier, get some practice before the 1 o'clock flying comes in. Please, we'll be there, but we'll start at 1. The program actually starts at 1.
And you can come without a kite because you can get one there.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Definitely. Okay.
All right. Well, Aaron and Joe, I hate to say it, running low on time. Aaron, I'll ask you this. Should anyone have any questions on any of this about this great festival and expo, where do they go to get information?
We have a website, AtlantaWorldKiteFestival.com. You can also find us on Facebook at AWKFE, which is an acronym for Atlanta World Kite Festival and Expo. You can find us on Instagram at Atlanta World Kite Festival. We're on Twitter as ATL Kite Festival, and our hashtag is KiteFestATL.
Outstanding. Now, the event is free. You don't necessarily have to get tickets, but do you require any kind of registration or encourage that?
Yes, you can check us out on Eventbrite at Atlanta World Kite Festival to sign up.
Okay. Aaron and Joe Rowell, the co-founders of the Atlanta World Kite Festival and Expo. Guys, sounds like a great event. Have fun and good luck for our future endeavors.
Thank you for having us. Our pleasure.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of today's guests, Aaron and Joe Rowell, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd. Todd and Carol signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in and listening. We look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@AtlantaRealEstateForum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.